frequentie van je radio een uitzending. En wel tot 1 uur. Radio Parousia, bedankt voor daarnet. De uitzending van Sivaya Radio wordt zo direct geopend door zuster Emma. En zuster Emma, pastor Samuel Lee, met het woord van God in het Engels. Amsterdam-Oost. Een goedenacht, zuster Emma.
Goedenacht, broeder Cor.
Van harte welkom, ook vannacht. Heel veel zegen en kracht van de Heer toegebeden.
Ja, broeder Cor, u ook heel veel zegen en zuster Marlene bij het horen en bij het luisteren.
Dank u.
En de luisteraars. Ja, luisteraars, ik groet u allen in de machtige naam. De wonderbare naam, de grote naam van onze Heer en Heiland, onze Heer Jezus Christus. Ja, luisteraars, het is tijd voor het Bijbelleesplan. En u weet, het Bijbelleesplan komt van Gospel Radio Sifania, waar onze Heer Jezus Christus centraal staat. We gaan de Heer danken, loven en prijzen. We gaan de Heer danken voor zijn genade, genade gaven en wat hij voor ons doet. En dat hij ons zo barmhartig is. Ja, trouwe God en Vader, we dragen de uitzending aan u op, mijn Heiland. We danken u, Vader Jezus, dat wij alles aan u mogen opdragen. En alles aan u mogen vragen, Vader. Vader, we danken u voor uw liefde, mijn Heiland. Vader, we danken u voor de glorie van uw naam, mijn Heiland. Vader, we danken u, Vader Jezus, dat wij vrij tot u mogen komen, Vader Jezus. Vader, we prijzen uw naam daarvoor, Vader. We danken u voor de uitzending, mijn Heiland, dat u voorgaat in uw woord, Vader. En we danken u ook voor de bijstand van uw Heilige Geest. Trouwe God en Vader, we prijzen uw naam. We brengen alles wat niet goed is, wat u zelf ziet dat niet goed is, voor de troon van genade, Vader. Vader, wereldwijd, Vader Jezus Christus, geef ik in uw handen, Vader. Vader, maar we komen met alle voorgangers voor uw troon van genade, mijn Heer. We danken u, Vader Jezus, dat u een helper bent, Vader Jezus, voor hun, Vader. Geef een kracht, mijn Heiland. Vader, we danken u, geen enkele voorganger uitgezonderd, mijn Heiland. We bidden voor een ieder, Vader Jezus Christus. Vader, we danken u ook voor de zendingsvelden, mijn Heiland. We danken u voor alle kinderen die naar school gaan. We danken u voor alle opening waar gesloten was, Vader. Vader, we danken u dat u voorgaat in uw werk, Vader, want u doet het, Vader. Vader, we danken u dat wij u mogen vragen in de wonderbare naam van Jezus Christus, onze Heer, Vader. We danken u ook voor alle luisteraars, Vader Jezus. En we prijzen uw naam daarvoor. We bidden Jeruzalem vrede toe. Mogen we u lief hebben, rust genieten. Ja, luisteraars. We gaan lezen uit. We gaan naar onze Bijbelleesplan. En we gaan lezen uit. Uit 1 Koningen 17. 1 Koningen 17. En het is Elia aan de beek Kered. Maar we gaan eerst naar een kleine lofprijzing aan onze Heere toe. En onze lofprijzing komt uit Psalm 99. En het zegt: de Heere, de heilige koning van Israël. De Heere is koning, dat de volken beven. Hij troont op de kerubs, de aarde sidderen. De Heere is groot in Sion. Hij is verheven boven alle volken. Dat zij uw grote en geduchte naam loven, heilig is hij. Want de sterkte des konings heeft het recht lief. Gij hebt rechtmatigheid gevestigd. Recht en gerechtigheid hebt gij in Jacob gedaan. Verhoog de Heere onze God. Buig u neder voor de voetbank zijner voeten. Heilig is hij. Mozes en Aaron waren onder zijn priesters. Samuel onder hen die zijn naam aanriepen. Zij riepen tot de Heere en hij antwoordde hun. Hij sprak tot hen in de wolkkolom. Zij hebben zijn getuigenissen onderhouden. De inzettingen die hij hun gegeven had. Heere onze God, gij hebt hun geantwoord. Gij zijt hun een vergevend God geweest. Hoewel wraak oefenend over hun daden. Verhoog de Heere onze God. Buig u neder voor zijn heilig berg. Want heilig is de Heere onze God. Dat was Psalm 99, vers 1 tot en met 9. Dan gaan we naar onze Bijbelleesplan, lieve luisteraars. Ja. Pardon. Ja, we zijn bij hoofdstuk 17 van 1 Koningen. En we lezen Elia aan de beek Kered. Toen zeide de Tisbiet Elia uit Tisbe in Gilead tot Achab. Zo waar de Heere, de God van Israël, leeft, in wiens dienst ik sta, er zal deze jaren geen dauw of regen zijn, tenzij dan op mijn woord. Daarna kwam het woord des Heeren tot hen. Ga van hier, wend u oostwaarts en verberg u bij de beek Kered, die in de Jordaan uitmondt. Gij kunt uit de beek drinken en ik heb de raven geboden u daarvan spijzen te voorzien. Daarop ging hij heen en deed naar het woord des Heeren. Hij ging verblijf houden bij de beek Kered, die in de Jordaan uitmond. De raven brachten hem des morgens brood en vlees. En des avonds brood en vlees. En hij dronk uit de beek. Vers 7 zegt: doch Elia en de weduwe van Sarafat. Na verloop van tijd droogde de beek uit, omdat er geen regen in het land gevallen was. Toen kwam het woord des Heeren tot hem. Maak u gereed, ga naar Sarafat, dat aan Sidon behoort, en houd daar verblijf. Zie, ik heb daar een weduwe geboden u te verzorgen. Daarop Daarop maakte hij zich gereed en ging naar Sarefat. Toen hij bij de stadspoort kwam, zie daar was een weduwe bezig hout te sprokkelen. Hij riep haar toe en zeide: haal mij toch in een kruik een weinig water, opdat ik drinken. Toen zij het ging halen, riep hij haar na en zeide: breng mij ook een beter brood mee. Daarop zeide zij: zo waar de Heere uw God leeft, ik heb geen broodkoek, maar enkel een handvol meel in de pot en een weinig olie in de kruik. En zie, ik ben bezig een paar stukken hout te sprokkelen. En dan wil ik het thuis voor mij en mijn zoon gaan bereiden. En als wij het gegeten hebben, moeten wij maar sterven. Doch Elia zeide tot haar: vrees niet, ga het huis bereiden, ga het thuis bereiden, zoals gij gezegd hebt. Doch bereid mij daarvan eerst een kleine koek en breng mij die hier voor u en uw zoon. Kun gij het later bereiden? Want zo zegt de Heere, de God van Israël: het meel in de pot zal niet opraken en de olie in de kruik zal niet ontbreken tot op de dag waarop de Heere regen op de aardbodem geven zal. Daarop ging zij heen en deed zoals Elia gezegd had. En een tijd lang at zij evenals hij en haar huis. Het meel in de pot raakte niet op en de olie in de kruik ontbrak niet, naar het woord des Heren dat hij door de dienst van Elia gesproken had. Na deze gebeurtenissen werd de zoon van de vrouw des huizes ziek. Ja, zijn ziekte werd zeer hevig, totdat er geen adem in hem overbleef. Toen zeide zij tot Elia: hoe heb ik het met u, man Gods? Gij hebt bij mij intrek genomen om mijn ongerechtigheid in herinnering te brengen en te maken dat mijn zoon sterft. Daarop zeide hij tot haar: geef mij uw zoon. Toen nam hij hem uit haar schoot, droeg hem naar het bovenvertrek waar hij verblijf hield en legde hem op zijn bed. Daarop riep hij tot de Heere en zeide: Heere mijn God, doet gij zelf de weduwe bij wie ik als vreemdeling vertoefd. Nog een keer. Doet gij zelf de weduwe bij wie ik als vreemdeling vertoefd het onheil aan haar zoon te laten sterven? Toen strekte hij zich driemaal uit boven op het kind en riep tot de Heere en zeide: Heere mijn God, laat toch de ziel van dit kind in hem terugkeren. En de Heere hoorde naar de stem van Elia en de ziel van het kleine kind die in hem terugkeerde in hem terug, en zo dat het levend werd. Toen nam Elia het kind, droeg het uit het boventrek naar beneden in huis en gaf het aan zijn moeder. En Elia zeide: zie, uw zoon leeft. Daarop zeide de vrouw tot Elia: thans weet ik dat gij een man God zijt en dat het woord des Heren in uw mond waarheid is. Dank u wel, Vader Jezus. Zover, lieve luisteraars, wij weten dat onze Heiland hoort en verhoort onze gebed. De onze heiland is zo barmhartig en genadig. En hij doet alles. Hij zegt ook, vraag maar wat hij wil. Dan danken wij de Heere dat wij met al deze verhalen in de Bijbel moeten maar puntjes bijzetten. Zeg, laten wij ook gehoorzaam en onderdanig zijn. En de Heere heeft ons gevraagd ook dat wij altijd elkander moeten liefhebben. Als er geen liefde was in deze mensen, kijk, dan komt het niet goed. Maar de Heer heeft gezien een hart van een moeder en een hart van wie zijn boodschap doet. En we danken de Heer dat als Hij met ons spreekt, laten wij weten dat het de Heer is. Laten wij alles toetsen en het goede behouden. We danken de Heer voor zijn liefde, zijn goedheid en zijn genade. Want de Heer is rijk aan barmhartigheid. Hij verlost en hij redt, hij bevrijdt. Lieve luisteraars, laten wij ook zo denken van de Heer en doet wat de Heer ons zegt. In de wonderbare naam van Jezus groet ik u allen en wens u Gods rijkste zegen toe met broeder Cor en zuster Marlene. En ik zou toch zeggen, als God met ons is, wie zal tegen ons zijn? Luisteraars, amen.
Amen. Amen, zuster Emma. Dank u wel voor het mooi lezen. Een goede nachtrust wensen wij u toe. En zo de Heer het leidt. Tot morgen.
Ja, broeder Cor. En ik ga die ene achter de scherm.
Ja, momentje.
Ja.
kunnen luisteren naar het openingsgebed en het Bijbelleesplan. En zuster Emma had dat in... Zuster Emma heeft het doorgegeven. Sivaya Radio nog steeds op de 102.4 FM op de kabel in stereo. Pastor Samuel Lee met het woord in het Engels.
This program is presented to you by Samuel Lee World Evangelism. Our goal is to reach the entire world with the gospel of Jesus Christ and to educate man with the universal principles of God and to co-partner with Christ in liberating man from all forms of evil and injustice. For more information on Dr. Samuel Lee's ministry, please visit www.slwe.net.
What will you do today? What will you do today if I come and I tell you that I have a secret power and I want to give you that secret power? I think most of the Pentecostal churches and most of the Pentecostal believers, they are behind such a power. What if I come and tell you that, I don't know, I have something like a secret power, you know, a secret wisdom. If you touch it, you will have power. What are you going to do? What are you going to do if I come and say, I have a secret wisdom that I want to share with you today? I'm telling you, people are paying money for these things. People are paying money. Even in the churches, I'm sorry to say, there are preachers and there are pastors who are fooling people around. I don't know, with so many kind of things. Holy handkerchief, holy oil, holy whatever it is, you call them holy. And then they sell it. They sell it in the church for 1,000 euro, 500 euro, 100 euro. 50 euro, they can bring the ground from Jerusalem. This is the very ground Jesus Christ walked on it. It has a secret wisdom. If you buy it for 500, that is what is happening today. That is what is happening today. And excuse me to say, when you are being manipulated, you deserve it. Hello? When you are being manipulated by people, you deserve to be manipulated. If you give your money 500 euro to buy a secret oil, then you are being manipulated. Well, you deserve to be manipulated. But today I want to preach to you about a wisdom that you cannot buy it with money. Today I want to preach to you about a wisdom that you can buy it. You cannot buy it from a preacher. You cannot buy it from a church. You cannot buy it from a person. You need another power to have that wisdom. And I come to tell you, brothers and sisters, that that wisdom is free of charge. There is no cost. You don't need to pay more tithe to receive that wisdom. You don't need to pay more offering to get that wisdom. The only thing you need, my friend, is the grace of the living God. And when you have that grace of the living God, every human being in this building today, man and woman, child and old, you have access to the wisdom of God. You don't need to be a pastor. You don't need to be a preacher. You don't need to be a prophetess. Every person in this room can have access to the wisdom of the living God. My message today is about the secret wisdom. Somebody say secret wisdom. My message is about secret wisdom. What if this message You see, what if this message, I would put money on it and say it costs 1,000 euro. If you do this, if you do that. I'm telling you, some of you, even in this building, are going to be, you know, thinking, ah, shall I give it the 1,000 euro? But brothers and sisters, it is for free. The Bible says it is for freedom that Christ has set us free. So don't let anyone to fool you. If you are being fooled, I'm sorry. Don't be fooled again. Hello. I've been fooled many times. When I listened to the preacher on television, they said this is a holy handkerchief. If you pay $75, 75 blessings and secrets will come to you. I still remember my first son was sitting there. My first son was a baby. And I did not even have sufficient money in those days because I was a bit in poverty in those days. I did not even have my money to buy milk for my son. And stupidly, I went and I paid that money for the preacher with 75. And my own son was crying with hunger. You see, brothers and sisters, you can blame the preacher on television, but he's not stupid. He's very clever. He knows what he is doing. I was stupid. Hello. There is a wisdom that comes from God. And that wisdom is free of charge. Everybody say, free of charge. Hey. Somebody say, free of charge. Now, today I want to speak to you about the secret wisdom. You see, when we talk about secret, people like it. What is the secret of the sister? What is the secret of the brother? What is the secret to get rich? What is the secret, you know, to have that boy that he doesn't like me so I can get him? What is the secret? There are so many secrets. But there is a secret from God. And that secret is revealed to us. Oh. Let us open with please open with me 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. From verse 1 until verse 16. We are going to read 1 Corinthians chapter 2 from verse 1. It says, are you there? First Corinthians chapter 2 from verse 1. It says, when I came to you, who is I? Apostle Paul. He's talking to the people of the city of Corinth. He says, when I came to you, brothers, I did not come with eloquence and superior wisdom as I proclaimed to you the testimony about God. In other words, I didn't come to you with a PhD degree wisdom. Yeah? He said, for I chose to know nothing while I was with you except Christ and him being crucified. Then he said, I came to you in weakness and in fear and with much trembling. My message and my preaching were not with the wise and persuasive words, but with demonstration of the Spirit's power. So that your faith might not rest on man's wisdom, but on God's power. Verse 6. We do, however, speak a message of wisdom among the mature, but not the wisdom of this age or of the rulers of this age who are coming to nothing. No, we speak of God's secret wisdom. A wisdom that has been hidden and that has been destined for our glory before even the time began. None of the rulers of this age understood it, for if they had, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. However, as it is written, no eyes has seen, no ear has heard, no mind has conceived what God has prepared for those who love him. We go further. But God has revealed it to us by his Spirit. The Spirit searches all things, even the deep of things of God. For who among men knows the thoughts of a man except the man's spirit within him. In the same way, no one knows the thoughts of God except the Spirit of God. We have not received the spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, that we may understand what God has freely, somebody say freely, some God has freely given to us. This is what we speak, not in words taught us by a human wisdom, but in words taught by the Spirit, expressing spiritual truth in spiritual words. The man without the Spirit does not accept the things that comes from the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, and he cannot understand them because they are spiritually discerned. But the spiritual man makes judgment about all things, but he himself is not subject to man's judgment. For who has known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. Somebody say, amen. Amen. Listen, brothers and sisters, there are so many secrets already here, free of charge. Free of charge. What is he saying? He said, when I come to you, brothers, I did not come to you with superior wisdom. If you are sitting here and you think that because you have a PhD or a master degree or your English is higher than anybody else because you have a British or American English, please give me a break. Because he's not talking about that. He is not talking about the wisdom that you can gain only at the universities. And I'm not against it because I'm also from university. But he is saying whether you have a PhD or whether you are a cleaner in the street or whether you are a swimming pool guard, it doesn't matter. As long as you are in contact with the living God. Hello? He says, when I come to you, that is Apostle Paul. He says, when I come to you, brothers, I did not come with superior wisdom as I proclaimed to you. Then he said, for I chose to know nothing. You know what is the problem of humanity? The problem of humanity thinks that they know everything. I come to tell you something. If you know that you know everything, you are fooling yourself. Because there is no human being that can know everything. I can preach and shout here before you, but I do not know anything. I'm just trying to do something, but I don't know anything. You know why? The moment you think you know everything, your ears are closed to people. Your eyes are closed to people. People who always say, I know, I know. I want to tell them, you don't know. You don't know. You know, sometimes when you talk to people, they always say, I know, I know. No, you don't know nothing. Humble people, those who are humble, they don't know. Those who are humble, from birth until their grave, they are learning. You see, my friend, life looks like a tree. When you are a young tree and you don't have fruits, you can stand tall. But when you become older and you have more fruits, then you bend. The tree that has more fruit bends more. You know why? Because it is humbleness. The people who know a lot, they pretend they know nothing. But the people who don't know anything and the little they know, they make it very big. Come on, somebody. I feel like preaching today. He said, you know, did you know that Apostle Paul was in our time a PhD? Did you know that Apostle Paul was a linguist? He was an anthropologist. He was a sociologist. He knows so many things. He knows many languages. He said, but people of Corinth, when I come to you, I did not come with my PhD. I did not come with my degree. I come by knowing nothing, and I only knew one thing, and that is Jesus Christ and him being crucified on the cross. You know why? Because he said that the wisdom of the world, the wisdom of the world is a foolishness. And they consider us as foolish. They consider people who believe in God as foolish because they do not have the wisdom of God. What is the wisdom of this age? Come on, give me a break. The people of the world, they call the people of the church hypocrites. It's true. There is a lot of hypocrisy in the church. It is true. But that doesn't mean that the world is better off than the church. Come on, somebody. They can accuse us we are hypocrites. Yes, we are hypocrites. Let me say it openly. We Christians can be hypocrites. But that doesn't mean that everybody who is not Christian is not hypocrite. Let me tell you something. You know why? Because the wisdom of this age. What does the wisdom of this age says? Make a lot of money in a short time with a lot of profit. That's the wisdom of the world. Do you know that this world, the wisdom of the world, the people of the world, they do everything. Somebody say everything. They do everything to get promoted. Hello? Don't get mad at me now. They do everything to get money. They do everything to bypass their colleagues to come to a higher level at the office to be the right hand of the president as the secretary. Come on, get mad at me now. They can do everything. They can cheat their friends. They can cheat their brothers. It doesn't matter because that is how the world does. Hello? Don't get mad at me now. That's the wisdom of the world. The wisdom of the world says we have poverty. We have poverty. People are dying from hunger. It's true. We have financial crisis. But just every New Year Eve, 55 million euro only in the Netherlands just goes in the air. It just looks like you take the money, put it in a box, 55 million, put a fire on it, and it's gone in the air. And can you imagine that all the European Union ban 55 million in the air for just 5 minute fun? Hello? Do you know with that money what you can do? With that money, we can help the poor, even in this society. With that money, we can help the oppressed, the orphan, the widow. We can. But when it comes to those things, it is fun, doch. Do you know that when you are smoking, these days our world is really a strange world. Because in the buildings, you cannot smoke. So you go out to get the fresh air. Don't get mad at me now. You go out, you are not getting the fresh air, you're smoking. You are polluting your lungs. Look, I'm not against those who are smoking. If you want to smoke, be my guest. And you can smoke and still go to heaven. It's not my problem. But you're damaging your life. You are damaging. So, brothers and sisters, the wisdom of the world. What is the wisdom of the world saying? There are so many things in the wisdom. The wisdom of the world says there is no God. There is no God. Every time there is no God. Why God? I know that there is an energy. I know that there is whatever it is. But there is no God. The wisdom of the world says, if you believe in God, you are a stupid person. Because in the year 2011, nobody believes in God. It doesn't matter. You call me stupid. But I want to believe in God. I want to believe in this God who created the heavens and earth. Hallelujah. The people of the world say there is no God. You know that there are two people, two scientists, they want to compete with God. They went to God and say, God, you know, you are fake. You don't exist. We can do everything that you can do. God said, oh yeah, really? He said, yes, we can do. We are scientists. And then the two guys said, hey, we can compete with you. He said, it's okay, let's compete. He said, let's create another Adam again, another man again. He said, it's okay, let's make another man again. They made the competition. Angels are there, human beings are there, everybody is there. They made the competition between man and God. And then they start to create, you know, a human being. So man went to take the mud, because man is made from the dust, isn't it? So they went to take the mud to make the man. Then God said, stop. Make your own mud first. That's a joke, by the way. Don't come and tell me that there is no intelligence behind our created world. Don't tell me. We cannot even create one flower. One flower. Yes, we can clone them and everything, but we cannot create even one flower. We cannot even understand how the spider net is working. Do you know how strong is a spider net? That a strong wind cannot even break it. We cannot even make those things. And then we come and say, there is no God. I told one time, I don't know if you remember, I was in an airplane traveling USA, and there is this guy, what is your job? I said, I'm a preacher. Ah, preacher, you guys, what are you preaching? I don't believe in God. I don't believe in this. And on that moment, 10 minutes later, the airplane, boom, he fell down for maybe 30, 40 meters down, boom, like this. And the man said, oh, my God. And I said, I thought you don't believe in God. You see, when your life is in danger, the first thing you call is God. You know why you call God? Because in your unconsciousness, in your inside, there is this unknown God. You can cry out and say you don't know God, but when it comes, the first thing you cry is God. Hey! The wisdom of the world says there is no God. The wisdom of the world says there is no life after death. But I believe there is life after death. And I believe that if we cannot catch the child molester and child abuser, there is life after death. There is judgment after death. Somebody preaching right now. Hey, God has his own judgment, my friend. Don't think that you live only for 70 years or 50 years or 100 years, whatever. At the end, everyone is going to die. Hello. You can eat medicine to live longer. You can use powders to look younger. Eh? You can put Botox on your face. Whatever you want to do. You can put Botox on your lips to look like Angelina Jolie. It doesn't matter. You will die one day. Hey? You will die one day. And when we die, we are responsible for everything that we have done in our lives. You have been cheating, you will be cheated. You have been lying, you will be lied. You have been hating, you will be hated. But when you did good, you will get good. Oh, come on, somebody. The wisdom of the world is foolishness. Huh? They say we are foolish because we believe. What does the wisdom of the world say? Make money, fast way, make money. That's the wisdom of the world. But everybody does that, it doesn't matter. Don't get mad at me now. You know, we are foreigners, it doesn't matter. Swallow that something in me, inside. Swallow that something inside. You go to the airport, they will not find it anyway. Come on. Sister, don't do that. Ah, it doesn't matter. Everybody does that. You know, these days, if you don't have chances, hey. There are many ways to make money. But the wisdom of the world says, go make money in a wrong way. If you put your effort, your energy, your IQ to make money through illegal ways, that IQ you can use to do something beneficial. Oh, I missed the clap offering. Don't get mad at me now. Because if I don't preach, and you are not my audience only in the radio, they are also hearing me. Yes, I have my message preached every week in the radio. They are listening to my message. And they may listen to me right now. If you can work, work, brother. Don't go cheat the social dienst. You can say preach on, but maybe some of you are doing it. Then you come and say, yeah, Wilders is against foreigners. He can be, even if I was Wilders, maybe I would have some tendencies. Brothers and sisters, we deserve to be treated good. But that treatment, we have to create it. Hello? Hey, we are quiet now. We are quiet now. I want to give you a secret wisdom today. Secret wisdom. The wisdom of the world says, do this, do that, be dishonest, cheat your friend, cheat your brother, everybody do it anyway. Go to disco, smoke. Eh? Everybody goes to disco. Everybody smokes. If you don't smoke, you are not belonging. Come on. Let's go to verse 7. He says in verse 7, no, we speak God's secret wisdom, a wisdom that has been hidden and that has been destined for your glory. Come on, somebody, this is a secret. He said, no, we are not preaching the wisdom of the world. We are preaching a secret wisdom. Somebody say a secret wisdom. That secret wisdom can bring you to higher places. That secret wisdom can open doors for you. That secret wisdom can bless you. That secret wisdom can promote you. That secret wisdom can make you to be the toughest in the world. You know why? Because it is a secret that God kept to give it to you. The secret, the wisdom. The same wisdom that created the heavens and earth. Whether you believe in evolution theory, or you believe in intelligent design, or you believe in the real creationist that God made in 7 days, it doesn't matter. There is a design behind it. And that wisdom, God is ready to give to us. The wisdom of all ages. The wisdom that makes the moon shine, the stars shine, the wisdom that makes the earth turn, that very wisdom, God can give it to you. Oh, come on. Come on, somebody. God can give you that wisdom. I still remember when I was young, a student at the University of Leiden, and I was also at the same time a pastor, a preacher, young preacher. I didn't have a car, I had a bicycle. I really looked like a dominee. With a bicycle, go here and there, pray for people. During that time, every night I was busy praying for people. I had no time even to study. I just studied very short. But you know, I always got more than average grades. Some of the students were thinking, how is possible this foreigner guy can have more grade than me? Maybe he's bribing the professor. I said, I don't care, go bribe the professor. But I have a power that you may not have. And my power comes from God. My power gives me hope. My power gives me strength. My power and wisdom give me power to go on in life. No matter how hard it is, no matter how difficult it is, no matter how many people are against you, no matter how many people are trying to fight you, no matter how many situation is against you, no matter how many governments are coming against you, no matter how many people are gossiping behind you, but you have a power, you have a strength that can help you to stand upon your feet, because your wisdom comes from hey. I feel like preaching now. Hey! The power is a real power. When your boat is shaking, you can stand. Hey, come on! And maybe your boat is shaking today, but there is a wisdom that God can give to you. How to make your boat pass through still waters. Somebody's preaching now. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. He said, no, we speak of God's secret wisdom. Do you know what God is? God, the word God comes from the word good. How many of you love good? Goodness. There is nobody who says, I hate goodness. If you hate goodness, you are from the devil. Hello? Did you know that the word God in Dutch comes from the word good? And it also comes from the word gold. That's where it comes from. He says, God is good. He said, God, what is good? The same good power God can give to you. So the power that
You have
comes from goodness. Did you know that
good.
water.